President Trump taps Oklahoma U.S. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to lead Homeland Security. Reaction and what happens to his Senate seat coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, March 6th. I'm Nick Daniels. President Donald Trump has appointed Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to serve as U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security. Anna Pope has more on Thursday's announcement.
In a post on Truth Social, the president called Mullen a MAGA warrior as he tapped Mullen to become the next Secretary of Homeland Security starting March 31st. He will be acting secretary until the Senate votes whether to confirm his appointment. The president wrote that the current secretary, Kristi Noem, will be moving into another role. Mullen has served as one of Oklahoma's senators since 2023 and as a congressman before that. He's a business owner, former mixed martial arts fighter, and a citizen of the Cherokee Nation. Mullen is the only tribal citizen in the Senate. Governor Kevin Stitt will appoint someone to finish the senator's term, which ends in January. Stitt expressed support for Mullen's appointment and says he'll send a, quote, small government conservative voice to the Senate. I'm Anna Pope.
Robbie Korth has more on Mullen's reaction.
Mullen told a gaggle of reporters, including a C-SPAN camera, that he was surprised and excited for the opportunity to lead DHS. The role involves managing disaster response, enforcing immigration policy, and other duties. Mullen says he'll work to gain support for his confirmation from both Republicans and Democrats.
Yes, I'm a Republican. Yes, I'm conservative. But Department of Homeland Security is to keep everybody, regardless if you support me, if you don't support me, regardless of what your thoughts are. I'm here to enforce a policy.
The Cherokee citizen would be only the second Native American to serve in a cabinet role. The last Oklahoman to serve as a cabinet secretary was former state attorney general turned Environmental Protection Agency head Scott Pruitt. I'm Robbie Korth.
And as we heard earlier, Governor Kevin Stitt will pick Mullen's replacement. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more.
President Trump appointing Mullen to lead the Department of Homeland Security creates a vacancy in the U.S. Senate during an election year. It's a situation now Senate Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton planned for in 2021, with a measure mandating the governor fill the vacancy within 30 days to serve until the next regular election. Paxton says this is among the scenarios he envisioned.
The way this one's unfolding is Senator Mullen's seat is up this year anyway. The governor had the ability to appoint somebody, and then people will file for that office in April just like everybody else will.
But there is one key stipulation to accepting a gubernatorial Senate appointment. Whoever it is has to sign a form saying they won't seek re-election for the same seat immediately following their term. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma's candidate filing period is April 1st through 3rd this year, starting at 8 in the morning each day at the Oklahoma State Capitol. State Question 836 will not appear on an Oklahoma ballot this year. The Secretary of State's office says the petition failed to reach the number of valid signatures required. The proposal would have opened primary elections, placing candidates from all parties on one ballot and sending the top two finishers to the general election. Organizers turned in more than 200,000 signatures, but tens of thousands were ruled invalid during the review. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.